I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
As we've been reporting this morning, the website 8chan, often associated with hate speech and where the alleged El Paso gunman posted a manifesto, is now offline. This comes after its creator called for it to be shut down and Cloudflare, the company who hosted the message board, removed it. New York Times tech columnist Kevin Roos spoke with both 8chan's creator and Cloudflare's CEO, and he joins us live this morning on the KCB Ring Central Newsline. Kevin, thank you for your time this morning. You know, Cloudflare has had a policy of hands off for the most part. Why and how did they make this decision?
So this decision was sort of a very quick and sort of ad-lib decision over the weekend. So the first time I heard from Cloudflare's CEO, Matthew Prince, he was undecided about whether or not to sort of remove 8chan from Cloudflare's network, which wouldn't technically take them offline, but would basically shut them down temporarily. And he was sort of undecided. He said, you know, there are some concerns. If we take these guys down, then it means we can't provide law enforcement with information about the criminal activity taking place there. And ultimately, it took them a few more hours, but he called me back and he said, you know what, we've decided we're going to take down 8chan from our network. At midnight last night, Pacific time, they removed their protections for 8chan, and the site went down shortly thereafter.
You know, Kevin, he wrote a very lengthy blog post explaining why he did what he did. We're talking again about Matthew Prince of Cloudflare, and one of the things he pointed out was that they did this with the Daily Stormer, a neo-Nazi site, a while back. They're back online, claiming to have more readers than ever, and Prince wrote, they are no longer Cloudflare's problem, but they remain the Internet's problem.
Exactly. I mean, this is something we've seen before with sites like the Daily Stormer, which is a neo-Nazi hate site. And when sites like that get kicked off of one platform, it's often not that difficult for them to find someone else who's willing to host them. And so they kind of bounce around from provider to provider. Ultimately, we'll see if there's anyone who's willing to let 8chan, you know, use its services in order to stay online.
So what's the future for Cloudflare? I mean, do they have a particular criteria of what they'll let on now in the future, or will they let everything on and only take it down when something like this happens?
Well, they told me, Matthew told me yesterday, that basically the difference between 8chan and a normal website is that, you know, websites like Facebook and Twitter have plenty of bad behavior taking place on them, but they're making a good faith attempt to moderate their platforms. 8chan, by contrast, doesn't even attempt to moderate its platforms, and in fact, like, sort of resists challenges to sort of take down posts on its platform. So he said, basically, look, this is a special category of site. We're not going to do this very often, but in this case, it was such a present and clear danger to people with loss of life on the line that he felt justified in taking it down.
You know, Kevin, a lot of people would look at us and say, what's the need for an 8chan in the first place? You went back and talked to the guy who started it. He's no longer involved in it. In fact, he now says it ought to be shut down.
Yeah, this is one of the most surprising things. This guy, Frederick Brennan, who started 8chan back in 2013, envisioned it as kind of a free speech utopia where anyone would be able to say anything without fear of censorship or moderation, with total anonymity. And as we can see, like, that hasn't worked out. And it's, in fact, created this incredibly toxic and violent environment on 8chan where now mass shooters are using it to broadcast their killings. So he has sort of done an about-face on that and says, you know, now the site needs to come down. I don't think it's good for the world.
You've covered this space for a while. Where do you see this going next? Because we have this tug of war between our notion of free speech, the fact that we all agree there are boundaries, although we're not always sure where they are, and an internet which is by its very design unregulated.
Well, I think we're going to see a lot more instances like this where there are, you know, people on a website behaving in a violent or dangerous way. There's been sort of a pressure campaign to get the services that allow that website to stay online, to take them down. And these decisions will just kind of get made at the spur of the moment after something like this happens. Unfortunately, I think it takes something like this for a lot of these providers to sort of, you know, kick in their defenses and get the sort of courage to deal with the problematic things that they're facilitating.
Kevin Roos, thank you for joining us this morning. Mr. Roos is a New York Times tech columnist who, in the last here 24, 48 hours, has spoken with both 8chan's creator and Cloudflare's CEO. Cloudflare was the internet infrastructure that supported 8chan.